splitting the moon, the knowledge of unseen. Al-Quran, the miracles of the last prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My respected viewers of Madani Channel, once again welcome you in سلسلة Miracles of the Last Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Before we proceed ahead towards our topic, let's make few good intentions. Because it is a saying of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And Innamal A'malu Bin Niyat. Actions are based upon intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya has given us a mindset that we should always make good intentions. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, the more intentions we will make, the higher the rewards we will attain, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. I make this intention that we will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And you make this intention that you will listen from start till end. You will remember what you learn. You will act upon, and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the one who recites one salat upon me, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. غمونِ تم کو جو گھیرا ہے تو درود پڑھو جو حاضری کی تمنا ہے تو درود پڑھو مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام Dear Islamic brothers, if you are worried, if you've got problems, if you've got issues, then send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Send salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Inshallah, inshallah, issues will be sorted. And if you want to do the ziyarat of Rauza-e Anwar, if you want to go to Madinatul Nabi zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima, then send more and more salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, inshallah, azza wa jal, you will have the opportunity, if Allah wished, to go to Madinatul Nabi zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Let's come to our topic of the day. The topic of the day is miracles of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam related to curing people. Subhanallah. So inshallah, we'll be talking about this. Our brother Waqas is with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
MashaAllah, mashaAllah. So what are you going to start with today?
MashaAllah, last sisla, we were talking about saliva. It's linked in a way to the last sisla as well. Obviously, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cured many humans with his saliva. Today we'll talk about, apart from saliva, how else the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cured the humans as well, cured the Sahaba Ikram alayhi with one. And in the last isla, we mentioned one account when Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, when he saw the signs of weakness on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sacrificed a goat. If you must remember as well, he sacrificed a goat, and then afterwards, when they ate the goat, the bones were gathered. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand, put his hand on the goat, and read a dua, and the goat came back alive.
Subhanallah.
Now, continuing on from this, that what happened was that when Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an was sacrificing this goat, he was on the roof of his house, and his children were watching him as well. Yeah. And when Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, when he sacrificed his goat and he went, the two boys there were. The elder brother said to his younger brother, "Let's copy our father. So what I'll do, I'll get the knife, you lie down, I'll slaughter you. How our father slaughtered the goat, I'll slaughter you." So that's what they done. The younger brother, he lied down, the elder brother, he took a knife, and he took off the head of the younger brother. When the mother saw this, she ran after the older brother. Our mothers do it today as well, young boys. The mother ran after the elder brother, and the elder brother, he fell off the roof and he died as well.
Allahu
so now this was before she made the food for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look at this mother. What she did?
Sabr.
She had so much patience. She covered the two children and she put on a bright face. Inside she was bleeding. She was tears. That look, just imagine two young boys have passed away. She had this so much remorse inside her. But she said, I've got such a guest in my house. I can't show any signs of sadness today. She put on a brave face, a happy face. She made food for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and presented food to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Jibreel al-Islam came. Allah sent Jibreel al-Islam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that tell Jabir radiallahu ta'ala to bring his children so they can eat with you as well. Allah is watching this account. What had happened? So Allah sent Jibreel al-Islam and says that go tell Jabir to bring his children so they can eat with you as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, oh Jabir, where are your children? Go and bring your children, let them eat with us today. So says that Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, he goes to his wife and he says, where are the children? She says, tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the children are not present. Obviously they're dead. But Jabir radiallahu ta'ala didn't know and neither she didn't want to tell him because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting there. Mm-hmm. So she tells him, tell him not present. He comes back and says, Ya Rasulullah, the children are not present. Then again the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is the command of Allah azza wa jal. Mm-hmm. Allah has commanded me to tell you to bring your children. Then he goes again, he says, where are the children? To his wife. His wife starts crying. Why are you crying? What happened? She tells him the whole waqiyah that this is what happened to our children. So then Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, he brings the two corpses, the two bodies in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel al-Islam says to Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jalla says that you make the waqf for these two children, I will raise them from the dead. We're talking about curing people. The biggest of the cures is to raise from the dead.
Allah.
And if you remember Isa alayhi salam as well, this was one miracle given to him. But this, look at this beautiful waqiyat, that look, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua, he put his blessed hand over the children, and the children rose from the dead. And this was such an amazing, in front of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, and his wife sees that the two young children, what just happened with them a few moments ago, now they have been raised from the dead. This is the biggest of the cures that we can talk about, is raising from the dead, mashallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let me mention one account to you. Subhanallah. Ghazwa-e-Khaybar. This was the Ghazwa of the Khaybar battle where Hazrat Salma bin Akwa radiallahu ta'ala and got wound on his leg, the wound of sword in the battle of Khaybar. As soon as this happened, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba ikiram, whenever they were in need, they would go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And mention their sorrows and problems and pleas. Whatever they had issues, they would go to Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did dhamm three times. Read and did dhamm three times. And then Allahu Akbar. He did not feel, he did not complain any of the pain. Allahu Ghani, Allahu Ghani. And only the just, there was a sign of the scar which was left there. The rest, subhanAllah, everything was cured. This is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam touched something, makes dua for something, Allahu Ghani, that gets cured. Allah, Allah, this is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Once a blind man came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he started to make some complaints that I also have to go through this difficulty. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I can do dua for you, but if you have sabr and patience, it's better for you. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do dua for me. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that go and do wuzu. This man does wuzu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll read out the words. He says, do wuzu and thereafter say, oh Allah azza wa jal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling himself, say these words, oh Allah azza wa jal, fulfill my need through your merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narration of Tirmidhi and one of Hakim here, yet the others of Ibn Hanbal and Hakim himself state that the blind man did this as he was told and immediately gained the ability to see, with his eyes becoming bright as well.
Subhanallah.
So the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again today people say that you shouldn't take wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructing himself that you do wuzu and ask Allah with my wasila and Allah will give you shifa. And Allah cured his eyes and gave him eyesight and furthermore made his eyes even more bright as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have understood from this account, this is the mu'jizah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, Aka alayhi salatu wa salam guided a sahabi rasul to ask dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through his own wasila. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching a Sahabi Rasul. So this clearly proves that the seeking the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% permissible. Rather, it is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. And it is the alhamdulillah amal of Sahabi Rasul. He acted upon this. He made dua according to the taught dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He asked from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through wasila of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, he got cured. He got the brightness of his eyesight back. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. So dear Islamic brothers, we also learn from Quran and we need to understand that wasila itself is jaiz. Then what the best wasila you can give in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? That is the wasila of the beloved of Allah himself, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through this hadith, it's crystal clear that alhamdulillah, giving the wasila of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam is jaiz, not only jaiz, but rather it is the teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to mention a hadith of Ibn Majah here. On the occasion of last Hajj, a lady came with her son and she presented her son in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said that my son cannot speak, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka alayhi salatu wa salam ordered to bring water. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam washed the blessed hands, Allahu Ghani. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spit out the water from his mouth. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Now, so this was done. The next year, that lady, she came and she said that, Subhanallah, now that son has started speaking. This is the shan of the Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's water, which was there after washing the blessed hands. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah, this is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq to understand the status of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the message is that we need to learn the mu'jizat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through that we need to develop the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama, they give a beautiful example. They say that there are the dry pieces of wood, they catch fire very quick, right? When a person, he does not have ishq of Mustafa, when a person, he doesn't have the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his iman gets weaker. And when we become dry, when our mizaj becomes dry, when we become dry-natured, we do not have we do not have the refreshment of the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart, that we become like dry pieces of wood. That catches the fire quickly. Which fire? The fire of corrupt beliefs. What it catches? That catches the fire of being astrayed. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we learn about the mu'jizat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, manaqib of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khasais of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the specialities of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it refreshes our faith. When our faith is refreshed, alhamdulillah, the way the wet woods do not catch fire very quickly, alhamdulillah, that's how when our iman, our faith becomes refreshed, alhamdulillah, then we are saved from the attacks of shaitan. We are saved from the corrupt beliefs. We are saved from being estranged from the right path. So always do zikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this is the month of Rabi'ul Noor. This is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. So in this month, alhamdulillah, in specific, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mawlud is celebrated. We talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We recite naat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In such mahafil, alhamdulillah, zikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remembrance of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through different speeches and through mentioning the manaqib of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mawlud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the reason why these mahafil of milad and mawlud are conducted. That's how when people come, alhamdulillah, their faith is refreshed. when they hear the shan of Mustafa, the status of Mustafa, the mansab and maraqib of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also organize such mahafil and we do the dhikr of Allah and His Rasul at our houses. And alhamdulillah, one of the ways to have dhikr of Allah and His Rasul in your houses through watching Madani channel and keeping Madani channel on at your houses. So alhamdulillah, I invite you to watch Madani channel, and if you've got your friends, family members, give them a call, ask them, insist them that they should also watch Madani channel. They will learn so much about the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we also follow the footsteps of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem. We'll come back with another beautiful episode of Miracles of the Last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's all for today. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting salawat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Splitting the moon, the knowledge of unseen, Al-Qur'an, the miracles of the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.